Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Hey, welcome, welcome to the show. Hi. Make sure everything is in order. Welcome, welcome to the show. It is me, your girl, Labora Lee, aka Kat Lee. And
you have now tuned in to Ambitiously the Podcast.
When you come in, let me know if you can hear me, because that's always a thing. And I don't want that to be the thing tonight. So let me know if you can hear me. Today, my friends. Today, hold on, I'll put something on the screen real quick. But today is always the way we start our week. Today is Media Monday. Today is the day that we get into all of the gab, the gossip, the what's going on, current events. We get into some of everything over here. So if you're watching this for the first time, this is what we do on a Monday. And welcome. Few things I need to say really quickly. And then we're going to get started. First things first. You can call in. You can text, join the conversation. I'm very leery about dropping the link because some of y'all are weirdos and I don't have time. I don't have the time, baby. So yeah, it's not something that we do on here that often. You can ask me, but I'm going to vet you. So just know that I'm asking questions like, what is your purpose? What purpose do you serve? And if you're not talking about the things that we're talking about, you have no reason to be here. You want to come on the show for any reason. You want to talk to us about, okay, good. Doc said the audio and visuals good. Hi, Doc, baby. You want to talk to us about advertisement, sponsorships. You got some gab you want to send my way. You just want to say hi. whatever the case may be, contact at ambitiouslyent.com, contact at ambitiouslyent.com. Remember to like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. We need every like, every share, and every freaking subscription. We need them, baby. We need them. Check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com, www.ambitiouslyent.com. Had to get all of that off of my chest. Doc said we are good to go. Listen, I was a little scared at first because I was like, you know, stuff always happens around here. And so you never know. You never know. But anyway, I'm going to play this real quick and then I'm going to be right back. All right. Hold on. You just never know around here sometimes. Sometimes we'd be good. Sometimes we glitchy. Sometimes my audio is good and sometimes it's not. I just don't know, but I'll be right back. Hi, my ambitious ones. I'm so excited to talk to you about Transcending Sound and their amazing aromatherapy product line. It's like you get a lot for your buck with them. With each candle or wax melt scent, it comes with a playlist. That's crazy, right? Each playlist is based in hip-hop, R&B, and or jazz. One of my favorites is called Fly Love Song. I burn it on a regular. It's a grown and mature scent with a 4 hour and some change playlist to go along with it. Now, the smell. You get touches of jasmine, amber, sandalwood, and musk. Oh my goodness, it smells so good. I highly recommend. So if you're big on aromatherapy like I am and you love hip-hop, R&B, and jazz, this is where you need to be. So make sure you use our discount code AMBITIOUSLY15 to receive 15% off of your purchase at checkout. It's a vibe. Catch that vibe. Little aromatherapy and some good music to go along with it. You can't lose. AU Big Purr. AU Big Purr. I'm sorry, y'all. I thought about it. Like, speaking of, I would like to burn a little good smelling scent today. Holla at them. The candle that I'm burning right now is called Infinite Possibilities. Also smells amazing. So holla at them. Get that discount code and get that 15% off. Just trying to tell y'all. But listen, y'all know I'm real excited today because, y'all don't know, but I'm about to tell you. The first piece of gab that we are going to start with involves my beautiful fellas, them. Mm-hmm. And so I'm excited to talk about it. Yep, Infinite Possibilities. That's the name of it, Doc. Hold on, let me, because I want to make sure I get these comments out. Yep, Infinite Possibilities. And he also said, it's media my day. Listen, yes, first people we're going to talk about. And you know I had to start with them first because it's not bad news at all. So I wanted to start with them. So Wu-Tang Clan's highly controversial time capsule album, Once Upon a Time in Shaolin, is now being pushed for release in this lifetime. I mean, thank you. Oh, sorry. A surprise expedition of its OG release date by almost 80 years. Yeah, it was supposed to be a time cap. I don't think that was a good, because you don't have to. All right, I'll tell y'all how I feel about that in a minute. So a crypto company, I'm gonna say PleaserDeck, that's what I'm assuming that it's called. The crypto company that spent $4.75 million to buy the secret Wu-Tang project from Farmer Bro, Martin Scare, I don't know how to name it, from the dude. He went to jail. I do know that. He went to prison for a whole bunch of crazy stuff. Is now letting the public slap a down payment on a digitalized and encrypted version of the album for only $1. The album is currently being hosted at the Museum of Old and New Art, MANA, in Tasmania. And they also had Cali artist Hassan Rahim update the artwork after the first cover was subject to legal scrutiny. What? So there is a sampler being offered. The songs are a barrage of witty, unpredictable lyricism with several Klan rappers popping up along the way on the album. So RZA can be heard flowing on several tracks, as are the dynamic duo Raekwon and Ghostface Killah, who collaborated on a Rainy Days revamp from the iconic album Only Built for Cuban Links. Interludes are reminiscent of the ones on Cuban Links and GZA, Liquid Swords, are also scattered on the sample. And in addition to the cameo from Ratman, who raps on the track that sounds like a sequel to Wu-Tang's Gravel Pit Jam. So one of the Wu-Tang founding member of the Wu-Tang Clan, U-Guard, aka Golden Arms, says that a few years back, there's even a feature from Cher. What? Stuff on this on the double LP. Each sale will influence a dump in the release date. So we may have we may know soon. It was originally slated to be released October 8th, 2103. So far, the fans are of a certain age. This might this might be all they get to hear. Jeez Louise. All right, I'm gonna stop right there with that one. I'm gonna tell you why I wanted to bring these up while I was talking. The reason why I don't think that they should wait that long to release the album is because this. As much as, and you know I'm a Wu-Tang Clan lover, I mean, look at the back of my phone, for goodness sakes. But you talking about 08? That is so far away, and I get it's a time capsule, but that's so far away. And by the time 2108 comes, nobody's going to be thinking about them. And I love them. I love them, but they're not going to be thinking about this in 2108. And then they find it, if they find it, or wherever they find it at. Sorry, fellas, and y'all know ain't nothing about y'all garbage, but that's how they're going to look at it. And they're going to check. They're not going to care about no Wu-Tang Clan in 2108. They not. How? We barely could get them to care now. So I don't think that was a good idea anyway, but I get they said share. I get the concept, but at the same time, I don't think it is a wise concept. But, you know, it is what it is. They own the album. What are we going to do? What you say? We don't know that. We don't know that, but folks still talk. Yeah, Mozart and Edgar Allan Poe, yes. But they do. They do. I know. I live in Baltimore. People visit Poe's grave every freaking year. It's crazy. But at the same time, I just don't see it. I don't. I think the music, they'll be talked about, but I don't think people is going to be. I just don't see it. I don't. Classical music is a whole different thing. We're talking about rap music. I don't see it. I just don't. So, I mean, we agree to disagree. I just don't see it. But you're still not getting a full album anyway. You're just getting snippets of this album. So it still might be projected to drop in 2108. But here's the thing I got a problem with is that I'm not going to be alive to hear it. You dig? It's deeper. Nobody wants to wait that long to hear an album. And Mozart didn't never wait that long to drop anything. And Edgar Allan Poe also did not wait forever to drop anything. He wrote his pieces, his sonnets, his poems, and he got them published. And it took a minute at first because people was haters. But they never waited that long to drop anything. People are still talking about them because they never waited that long to drop anything. Out of sight, out of mind. I'm not thinking about it. You feel me? So that's the only thing I say to that. But you never got waited 30 to 80 years to hear anything from Mozart. No, you heard that immediately. He was in there playing. He was and all that, composing all of his. He was there and he was doing it immediately. Same thing, Edgar Allan Poe. He was there and he was doing it immediately. He was not waiting 80 years. So again, out of sight, out of mind. Nobody's gonna be thinking about that. Yeah, I don't care how slow they still, and that's the other thing. Time moves slower than it does now because they didn't have the technology, correct? But they still immediately didn't wait till 80 years later. It was immediate. As soon as they did with their work, produced their work, it was not, and time was slower. And so it took a lot longer to release their work. Time is not as slow now. No, technology is not slow now. Technology is here. And again, by 2108, whole different world. I don't even think rap music is even going to sound the same. If it's still, I just don't see it. I don't. But again, what? A yes on what, Doc? Because that was a big question. I just don't see it. So I should think they should just drop it while it getting good. It's the music industry. It is not. This is not, you don't never know if you got longevity in the music industry. So get it while it's hot. So is it a yes for the release of the album? Yes. Give it to people that will appreciate it. Yes. It's an absolute yes. But anyway, we gotta keep moving. We gotta keep moving because we got other people to talk about. So let's talk about my birthday twin real quick. Because he's doing the same thing that they did. I'll give it to you. He's doing the same thing that they did, Usher did, everybody did, which is taking up residency in Vegas. So, basically, he can call Vegas his second home this summer because the legendary rap star has been nabbed for not one, but two residencies this year. Oh, he get ready that paper. Oh, sorry. I think I like the thinking about the future. Yeah, it's whatever. It's not an argument. You think how you think. I think how I think. Nobody's gonna care. You feel me? But anyway, let me get back to this story. So, two Las Vegas residencies. Weezy will perform his first show on June the 29th, as he's scheduled to rock the house. And I don't know, what is that? Dry, I don't know how to say this, but it's a nightclub, followed by a performance at Zouk, Las Vegas, on July the 2nd. While that might sound like a short residency, I couldn't even get it out, for Vegas, it's been assured that there will be more to come. Now, by the way, this is Wayne's first dual residency. The president of the management group says he's the most dynamic artist he can think of to pull it off and is eager to continue their long-standing relationship thriving. So his homie 2 Chainz is also a part of this that management company's family. And so it doesn't surprise don't be surprised if he pops up to do a cameo during this residency. It seems like doing a residency is like the thing to do when you're an artist, and especially an artist of a certain age. You feel me? It seems like it's the thing to do right now. And they're paying good money, so I don't blame him. And he got 2, not 1. So I don't blame him at all. Like, at all. So big up, birthday twin. Get that money. We don't play about our money. Get that money. We don't play about our money. So, see, he rap, get a residency, like the Rat Pack, old Mafia style. Yeah, but he ain't the only one. The Wu-Tang Clan just finished one up. He just got 2. But they just finished one up. I was mad because I couldn't go. And matter of fact, my sister was in Vegas right before their residency started. It's well paying 1 city concert, good business. I don't know if it, yeah. Only thing about doing a residency is, it's a 1 city concert, but you got to do multiple shows. So it's still the same amount of work, you feel me? It's still the same amount of work because you got to do multiple shows when you do a residency. It's not 1 show. So it's still the same amount of work. But my point is, get that money, birthday twin. We don't play about our money. I got 2 other things to talk about, but I'm going to save them for last. Let's talk about Breezy. Young Chris. Well, he ain't young no more. Chris Brown. Let's talk about him real quick. So last Tuesday, he had a show in Jersey, right? He experienced some technical difficulties, causing the R&B singer to be stuck while suspending in air, which triggered him. Listen, I'm not messing with you today. I'm going to put it on the screen, but I ain't saying it. You know I don't say this about that young man. Listen, I'm going to put it on the screen, but I ain't saying it. So anyway, it triggered him. He hit the stage at Prudential Center in Newark, and while performing Under the Influence, which is my song, I love that song, he was hanging by suspension wires that seemed to malfunction above a group of oblivious dancers. Oh my gosh. The dancers is like, what is happening? What is happening right now? So Chris Brown was dangling, but was still singing. You could tell something was wrong because he turns to someone off screen and signals with hand gestures he needs help. Several crew members brought out a ladder so Chris Brown could step onto it while unhooking himself and then jumping down to the stage. Listen, let me tell y'all something. Tell y'all something real quick. What? Under the Influence? Influence of what? It's a sexual song, Doc. It's not about drugs. Okay. He said, I don't know what you did to me. Body language speaks to me. That's what the song says. I know because I love the song. It came off of a dope. How many he had on that song? That album? I think he had like had a whole bunch of songs on that album, but it's about physical touch. I used to be under the influence when that song came out, so I know. Listen, you out of control. Anyway, so let me tell y'all something about when y'all celebrities decide that y'all want to go out here and do these little stunts on stage. And all that kind of stuff. You want to fly in the air. You want certain effects. This happened to Beyonce too a couple of times. You got not being stuck in the air though, but like prime example, you know, she want to weave the flow in the air and she's singing close to the fan and her hair gets stuck in the fan. You know what I'm saying? Now she doesn't do that anymore because she knows better. And I'm more than certain Chris Brown probably won't be flying in the air anymore because now he knows better. So, and he fucked around and found out. But y'all gotta be mindful that it's still technology. And when it comes to technology, these suspensions, suspending from the air and stuff, when it comes to that type of stuff, malfunctions can happen. You know what I'm saying? So you just gotta take that into consideration when you put these shows together. Like when you're talking about, I wanna fly, you should think about that. Now, what happens if they put me up in the air and I get stuck? He found out. But you should think about these things. I'm not doing that joke. I'm not doing it. But yeah, you should think about these things when you put your show together, though. You feel me? You should really consider that. Because it's things that can happen. You feel me? And so I think that he fucked around, he found out, and he probably won't be doing that. That won't probably won't be a part of his show anymore. And let me say this. People got fired. Mm-hmm. When he got off that stage, he finished his performance. Some people got fired. And I can guarantee you that about that. So, yeah. But again, they can't help what happens to with the technology. If the technology is weird or having a malfunction, who is to blame? You feel me? I don't know. So, yeah, I don't know if that'll be a part of his show anymore. I think that that's probably the last time that that will be a part of the show. Sorry. I'm just thinking, like, because other people, I mean, I guess because other people have done it too, so it's kind of dope. Method Man, Red Man did it. Pink, she do acrobatics when she performed in the air, suspended high up. I get scared for her because I always get scared that maybe she going to fall because she's not strapped in enough. She's not strapped into anything. She's just doing her little hello tricks or whatever she do. What is it called? They doing a Cirque du Soleil, but yeah, she high flying act, and I'm always scared for her because she has nothing strapped to her. You feel me? So these are things that concern me. You feel me? When they do stuff like this, but there's always you can always get stuck. So just consider it. Consider it. I'm just saying, just consider it. Anyway, so let's move on because I still got to get to the love notes. So I don't know if y'all heard by now, but they've been going in on Diddy and 50. My favorite, super, not really villain, but a villain, 50 Cent was all over it. Listen, I kind of like his villainous ways. I don't think he's a villain, though. I just think he has villainous characteristics. You feel me? But anyway, so the Diddy Rose co-host and organizer Brittany Brave joined media on Tuesday and dismissed accusations that the jokes were out of place for the DV event. The allegations date back years, and she says timing is perfect. Yeah, but 50 Cent made it a top priority to be present at the Miami-based roast. Miami-based roast with sauteed Diddy on the menu. he was hoping to see his nemesis in person. You wasn't going to see him in person, 50. You know better. 50 was a VIP at the brand new venue, the Dead Flamingo. Ooh, I don't like the sound of that one. Not a place I want to go. Pop-ups, unfiltered, brutal roast of Diddy, hosted by comedians Brittany Brave and Danny Cream City, which spared the embattled music mogul no mercy. Listen, you know 50 is always here for the party. 50 is ready to talk about everything that this man has done, and you feel me? Many men only one dealer. Yeah, only one dealer. 50 is Drake level petty, to be honest. I don't know. I think he's pettier. I think Drake is trying to get on his level, and I think that Drake can't right now because look what happened to him. I think 50 is way worse because he do everything. He'll fight you. He'll sue you. He'll talk about you. He's way worse. Surprised they never had a issue, 50 and Drake. Because Drake is a punk ass. He not get right. Listen, I'm not surprised. People know who to fuck with. And people know who not to fuck with. And I think that Drake knows not to fuck with 50. I mean, it's obvious. 50 been out way longer than him. I'm quite sure Drake got an opportunity to watch 50 at work all of these years. I don't think he want that smoke, to be honest. It just don't even make sense for him to want that smoke. At all. Like, no kind of sense. Like, no kind of sense. At all. He don't want that smoke. So, yeah, I'm not surprised at all. I'm not surprised at all. But in all fairness, nothing in this industry surprises me anymore anyway. But I don't, that's not a problem that Drake wants. And then, like, why would you go up against a nigga that been shot 9 times? And you from Canada. And you running from the nigga. Never mind. Not even going to say it. So, back to Diddy. Because we got other things to discuss about him. Now, a while back, the mayor of New York, well, not a while back, but right after the Cassie video dropped, you know, it was all the controversy, and they asked the mayor of New York if they were going to get the key to the city back from Diddy. And he said they were considering it, right? So, obviously, they considered it, and they said, nah, we want our key back, right? So, Diddy has given back the major honor, returning New York's key to the city after Mayor Eric Adams requested it back, citing the Cassie assault video. Oh, we got the letter. So, let me read it real quick so y'all can understand. They wanted their key back. So, because this was to Sean Diddy Combs, so I'm more than certain. I guess he writing to his people because he sent them not only one letter, 2 letters. He sent the letter to his LA home, and he sent the letter to, I believe, his Miami house too. I'm not sure. But anyway, so it says dear, and it's blanked out, so we don't know what it says. But like many people, I was deeply disturbed by recent video footage of Sean Diddy Combs assaulting his then partner. I strongly condemn these actions and stand in solidarity with all survivors of DV and gender-based V. I'm saying V because they weird on YouTube. Damn, like you say certain things. Our city has worked tirelessly to make sure survivors are heard and seen by our administrators. The key to the city of New York is presented to individuals whose service to the public and the common good rise of the highest level of achievement. And who act as a model for the fellow and future New Yorkers. After internal deliberation, the Key to the City of New York committee recommend nullifying and rescinding Mr. Combs' key. I have accepted their recommendation, and I am requesting that Mr. Combs immediately returns his key to the City of New York City Hall, Office of the Mayor, first floor, New York, New York, zip code 10007. Attention, Camille Joseph Verlet. The city record will be updated to reflect our decision. Sincerely, Eric Adams, the mayor. Okay. That's what he said. He wanted back. But they said he sent it. I'm going to tell you exactly what they said. They said he sent the key. I mean, he sent the letter about the key on June the 4th. Diddy sent the key back on June the 10th. So it took a minute, I guess. I don't know. But they want that key back. Fall from grace, absolutely. When you are a shithead and disgusting human being, you should expect that. You ain't going to be on top five. The key, they sent letters to cover all bases and run that key back, my guy. Yeah, they did. They was not playing. They wanted their key back. And they sent letters to two letters that said the same thing. Give me back my key. I want it. Give it to me. I'm going to take that back. Yeah, that's what they did. They said, take that. They said, take that, take that. It's crazy you got to mail a big-ass key back. It is, because it wasn't like, it's the key to the city. I mean, it wasn't that big, because it was more like a plaque. So it's probably like this big. It's a plaque with a golden key on it. So it's probably like, maybe like this big, something like that. He can send it back. It's not. He can send it back. But at the end of the day, he couldn't have thought that they was going to be like, oh, you did that, and you could keep the key too. That's not how that goes. Once you've been publicly shamed by anybody, you might as well chuck that up, that you just, that's how it's going to be for everything. Like, you did something that was so horrific. You in Cuba. That was so horrific. Well, I don't think Cuba did everything, but you did something that was so horrific that it would bequeath me the fact that you even thought that that wasn't going to happen. Once Howard took your honorary degree from you and said they're giving you your money back, you had to have known that was coming next. You had to have known. And like I said, Eric Adams had already sat down for an interview, and that was one of the questions. Are you going to take the key to the city? I think it was Breakfast Club, if I'm not mistaken. But are you going to take the key back? And they said then that they was considering it. So I think it's a committee, though, that they have to sit down and discuss those type of things. Cuba watch. She probably did. Cuba everywhere. Cuba be all in the business, so he probably did. I was right there. If he wasn't in the house, he probably was outside with binoculars. Cuba and Junior is a weirdo. But I don't see how he thought that that wasn't going to happen. Once the university that you once attended say, we not even going to let you be an honorary. You had to know the city that gave you the key, which is your city, where you from, was going to take that shit back. You had to have known that. You had to have known that. Like, you ain't just going to do stuff, have all these essay cases against you, have the federal government investigating you heavy, and they still won't let you keep that key. Because essentially what the key to the city is saying that, all right, you the man in that city. You feel me? You, for sure, get a pay. You know what I mean? You get to do things that other people don't do in the city because you, they honored you. You feel me? You different. But when you do things like that, and it really was the Cassie video for them. Cause see, I don't think his honorary degree would have been taken. And I don't think the key would have been taken if it had not been for that footage of him doing what he did to Cassie. I think they would have just, okay, well, these are just allegations. But that video leaked. And once that video leaked, it looked bad for anybody that's associating with him. So if that video had another leak, I don't think they would have took the degree back, and I don't think they would have took the key back, but the video leaked, which is evidence that he did do horrific things. So they want their key back. And you can't, not when it's evidence that the person did, it's different if it's an allegation, but when there's evidence that you did these things, we can't have you with a key to the city. We can't have you with an honorary degree from Howard University. We can't do that. My cousin went to that school. I'm glad she didn't go there while Diddy was there. She went there a couple of years ago. Everything in comparison to what folks saw, it's worth being taken. Yeah, for sure. But see, that's the whole thing too. Nobody would have believed the girl she just want money. No, he did that stuff to her. And yeah, she want money. She want to be compensated. Yep. Sure did. Absolutely. So I'm not mad at it. Get your money, Cassie. And that's that. But everybody, it's a money grab. No, it's actual video of that man doing that to that girl. It's not a money grab. It's not. So it is what it is. And I psyched it, told y'all it was getting ready to happen. So I don't know why. She said it was getting ready to happen. And everybody was like, she a crazy lady. She gave y'all the date of when that was going to start happening. She a crazy lady. And to exact date, it happened. Let me take that back, Sean. Listen. Diddy. We not covering him, so we have moved on to the Dream in his case. So I felt like I could speak that today. Because I want to focus on the Dream, and then I gotta get to this Kanye West case too. So I just want to get that out the way. Yeah, they took the key back. No more key for you, sir. Anyway, y'all gotta get to these. No more key for you, sir. Anyway, I gotta get to these love jokes. You will not have the key to the city anymore. Unlocking doors. No. Who knows what you might do when you unlock them doors? The same shit they was already doing. And they do, but they just don't nobody tell what they done. Nobody knows what they do, but we just know what he did because it's video and hella lawsuits. So I told y'all the man got six that we've already covered, and it's four or five more coming up behind them. So we just stay tuned. I still ain't do the one from the model chick. That's a couple more that we have to cover. So we're going to get to it. I just wanted to take a break from his case, this, and cover the Dream's case, and then cover Kanye's case, and then I'm gonna get back to his cases. Eventually, I'm gonna get back to this Epstein situation, but I feel like I want to cover the cases that are happening right now, because Epstein case is not going away. Ghislaine is in prison. Epi is gone. Apparently, allegedly, he unalived himself. That's what they say, but we don't know. But anyway. let's get to these love notes. Let me give you an explanation about what the love notes are. Big shout out to anybody who's watched from YouTube or Facebook or Twitch. I love y'all. I love y'all so much. I appreciate y'all so much. I wish you would hit the button so I could shout you out, so I could know, or leave a comment so I could shout you out and say hey. But until then, the love notes is something totally different, though. The love notes is my listening audience. They download this podcast. Matter of fact, we had a nice spike in numbers over the last couple of days. So I'm with it. I'm here for it. That, shout out to y'all. Yeah, the love notes is different. The love notes is my listening audience. They come, they download this podcast, and then some of them come back. And I love them so much. So because they're listening and not watching, I like to give them a special kind of love. And so how we came up with the name Love Notes is I used to call it love. Doc Crazy Behind used to call it, it's like, no, Doc. Doc used to call it show notes. We used to bicker back and forth for a while about it. And then eventually we came to the compromise that we would call it Love Notes. So that's what we call it now. Now, he also said I had a stack of papers the size of a composition notebook. I did not. It was a lot of papers, though. But in all fairness, it was a lot of cities, states, and countries on that paper. And so I will hold it. Now I don't do that anymore because, first of all, the list got way too long. Way too many cities and states to be covering. So now I just do countries. I had to simplify it a little bit. But these people, I love them so much. Let me get this off the screen now, though, because it'd be messing me up. Anyway, love notes. Thank you for all of the love, and it's all love. I thank you guys so much. Shout out to my top six, the United States, the United Kingdom, India, China, Canada, Belgium. I love you guys so much, and thank you for loving on me. I love you. Thank you. I love y'all so much. Oh, my gosh. Russia, Indonesia, Japan, New Zealand, Australia, Turkey, Switzerland, Germany, Mexico, Austria, Philippines, Kenya. Hi, darlings. I love you. Thank you. Pakistan, Romania, South Africa, Nigeria, Brazil, Netherlands, Singapore, Spain, Ireland, and Nepal. I love you all. Thank you so much for the love. Oh my gosh, you guys are extraordinary. Mauritius, Israel, Hong Kong, France, Poland, Tunisia, Venezuela, baby, the Czech Republic, Portugal, and Morocco. Hi, booze. I love you so much. Thanks. Last but not least, Ghana, Finland, Cameroon, and Lithuania. I love you guys too. You guys are extraordinary. And thank you for coming and downloading this podcast. You don't have to, but you do. And I appreciate you so much for it. I love you guys for that, man. It's extraordinary. It's like one of the best things to experience. Like every time I see a new country on the list, I get super, super excited. This is crazy how excited I get. I feel like, yeah. So I love y'all. Thank y'all so much. Worldwide, who wins? Coke, listen, I'm not messing with you. First of all, Petty Boots and CB. I'm going to just call him CB because I'm not writing what you write. I mean, I'm not saying what you say. CB and Petty Boots already had their incident. And one thing about CB, despite whatever his flaws are and whatever he do, one thing about that little ninja right there, he's a fighter. And I know everybody, he's a woman beater. No, he's a everybody beater. He will fight anybody. He don't care who it is. So I don't like when people do, he's a, no, that man fights anybody. He will punch a man in the face. He will fight a ninja. And he'll fight on a female too. He just fights everybody. I think it's some deep rooted issues personally, but it is what it is. I don't think Petty Boots wants no more smoke. He don't want to do that no more. Now, CB, him and 50 cool. So why would they be a versus? That don't make sense. I don't know. But Petty Boots don't want no smoke with no 50 Cent. I'm trying to tell you. CB just need to stay off them suspension ropes because it ain't not looking too good for the show. Top Flight, Catch the Vibe, tells y'all infinite possibilities of what they doing in the industry. And there's a war going on outside. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna get to that in a minute. Y'all already know, and ain't because it's a war going on. All right, Mom Deep told y'all. Y'all better listen because it's a war going on outside, and no man is safe from it. I want to do the song so bad. I just want to rap the lyrics so bad, but I'm not going to. I'm gonna chill. I want to though. I really want to. Y'all should know I really want to. I want to do it every night when I end the show, but I gotta chill. You can call in, join the conversation, call in, you can text, drop a comment. And if you call in, the number's 443-780-5978, 443-780-5978. I say that you can ask me to drop the link, and it says, if you're reading it, you can ask me to drop the link, and I might. That's a big-ass might, though. This is, because some of y'all are weirdos, and I don't need that over here. Contact us for any reason. contact@ambitiouslyent.com. contact@ambitiouslyent.com. Like, share, and subscribe to this podcast, y'all. Hit that like button. It's the free way to support the show. And it lets them know that we are here and we will be here forever in the infinite words of my DJ, Mr. Ru Casey. Oh, I gotta tell y'all something about him. But yeah. Hit the like button. I ain't gonna kill you to just like. I liked it. Not gonna kill you. Not at all. It's not gonna kill you. Know this. When I play music on this podcast, when I play music videos on this podcast, I have permission from the people who made the music videos. That means I sat down and I had a conversation with them. And I said, can I play your music? And they say, freely. And I say, okay. Because I got permission to play the music from them. So I don't take requests for music videos or none of that because I got permission from them. I don't have permission from everybody to play the music. So I don't take requests in that sense. When it comes to my DJ, I'm not taking no requests from y'all. And then I got to go ask this man to throw it in his mix, throw off his situation. And then if I do it for one, then I got to do it for everybody. And I'm not going to do it. So we don't take requests over here. So y'all know. Not trying to be rude. It's just we don't. It's not a thing that we do over here. Just come in, enjoy the music, sit back, and vibe out with us. If you like boom bap, if you like hip hop, Friday is the show for you. But I'm not taking requests, and I'm not sending it to him. I have an actual DJ. He puts his mixes together every week, and he sends it to us. And we are grateful because they be fire. Sorry. But no, I don't take no requests. Join our coffee community so I can cuss from jump. I want to talk to y'all, but I also want to just not have to restrict my cuss words because certain platforms don't want me to cuss until a certain time. So if you join that, then yeah. Then we could just have adult conversation. Check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com, www.ambitiouslyent.com. And doctors told you, get the whole thing on the app, baby. And you go to the website, you can get the app from there. I'm just saying. Yeah, big shout out to Ruth Casey. Go DJ, because that's my DJ, y'all. Hold on. I'm back out, hold on, y'all. I'm not finished yet, though. Let us on Fire Friday, make sure you tune in because we would like to know how y'all feel about the mixes that our wonderful in-house DJ Ru Casey puts together for us every Friday. Speaking of Ru Casey, go DJ because that's my DJ. Shout out to my DJ, man. He is impeccable. He's really good at what he does, even though he'll beat himself down. And then I got to tell him to shut up. He is that dude. He's that guy. He holds it down for us on this music tip on Fridays. Speaking of him, well, I'll tell y'all that in a minute. I don't want to say this, but I'm going to just put it on the screen real quick because it's part of what I was in my little thing. You want to donate to the show? There's our Cash App. It's on the screen the whole time I'm talking, though. So it is what it is. Well, when I take the comments and stuff off. Now, let me speak about this wonderful DJ of mine, Ru Casey. Salute to Ru Casey. When I told y'all, when I was renovating in here, he came and he helped me with my tech part because the monitors were real heavy at a certain point because it's multiple monitors. And although I had got them up, it was hard moving it, positioning it in the right way. And then there was a couple of other things that I needed him to do for me. And he did it. He came all the way out here and he hooked the girl up. And I appreciate him for that. But while he was here, he was like, you need something. You need something. And I was like, well, what I need? And he was like, I don't know. He said, I needed a sign. And so I was like, eh, whatever. All right, cool. He's like, I'm going to get you a sign. I just got a message from him on Facebook Messenger. And the message is saying that my sign will be here on Wednesday. I'm excited. I'm pumped. And I want to thank him so much for, you know, donating to my little studio. So thank you, Rukaze, the best DJ on the planet. I appreciate you so much, bro. But yeah, so that happened. So we'll have a sign up here or somewhere around here pretty, really, really soon. So yeah, that's what it is. Thank you. I appreciate you so much. Yeah, a sign. He got me a sign because he was in here hooking up my, and he was like, y'all, you need something right there. And so I got a sign. It'll be here Wednesday. Nothing too much, just a little something. I got some Harley Quinn today. Yay! Oh, sorry. But yeah, so big shout out to my DJ. He holds it down for the girl. And I appreciate him. He helping, trying to help me build this thing over here. So I appreciate him for that. Yeah, so it is what it is. Got me a sign, y'all. Got me a sign, y'all. So that's that. But yeah, I don't know what's going on, and I don't know how Diddy thought he was keeping that key, but they said give them they damn key back. They want it back, Diddy. And 50, you are having a ball with this. I promise you. A ball with this. He's showing up the roast and all kinds of stuff. Chris Brown, keep your behind off the suspension. Just dance and sing like you did. And the little round thing when you do that one song, I think it's Take You Down. That's already a bit much. You don't need to do no more, boo. Just stay out of there, stay out the sky. Wu-Tang, give me my album. So it ain't even them, it's the company that bought it, but I want that album so bad. I want it. I feel it in my soul. I know it's hard. I know it's great. I know. Give me the album. I'm sorry. Lil Wayne, get that money. Birthday Twain, get that money. Two residencies. Damn. Get that money. Boo boo. And yeah, that's it. That's all I gotta say about that. Get that money. Anyway. Yeah. So it's time for me to say the things that I say every evening. Give or take around this time. But I say these things with good intentions. Good intentions for you guys so that you know that I really do care. I do, especially at the end. But there's some things I gotta get to before I get to the end. So first things first, mind your business, except for on Media Mondays, where I tell you everybody's business because it's my job to do that. And I enjoy it so much. I'm nosy. I am. So yeah, and sometimes when it's happening, I don't mean to, but sometimes me and Doc get to talking and some of the subject matter come out about certain people, and I get to tell them their business. It's not intentional, though. It's just us, we happen to be talking. And then on the wiretap, I'm definitely telling you, if you got a court case, you better know that I'm reading it, honey. I'm reading it. I'm going to expose all of your little dirty, dark, filthy secrets, and I'm going to let you have it. And you might get roasted by me and Doc because sometimes we're just out of control. I'm just saying. Sometimes I'm like, why did we go that way? I don't know, but it is what it is. You'll find out if you watch the wiretap. But other than that, mind your business. Safe way to live your life. Let me tell you people's business. And you in this world, out here in these streets, mind your business. That's it. See, this is some encouragement. I mean, these are some good things that I'm about to say to y'all. Love your babies, hug your babies, encourage your babies, tell your babies that they are the GOAT, the greatest of all times. And we put the telescope together Sunday. All right. I can't break it in here because I don't got enough space. But yeah, we did it. We did that. It was a little hard, though. Had to look up the instruction because she done lost the damn instruction booklet. Whatever. she lost it, so I had to look it up online and shit. Good thing I'm a handy lady. But yeah, hug your babies. Love your babies. Tell your babies that they are the greatest of all times. They need that encouragement. They need that love. They need to feel like somebody really cares about them. And that's your job because you're their parent. You feel me? There's a lot of parents out here that don't give a shit, don't care, don't be one of them. I'll take a picture, Doc. Not later. I'll take a picture. But your job is to, I could show you it online though. Might do that real quick. But your job is to be their encouragement, be their love, be their support, be all of that, right? That's your job. It's too big to put in here, so I'm not going to bring it in here just so I can show you. I'll take a picture. I don't have but so much space in here, and it's big. But yeah, do your job. Do your job. Be a great fucking parent and do your job. If they want to work for NASA, then tell them be the best astronaut, engineer, receptionist, secretary, janitor, whatever the hell else they do over there at NASA in space. And we about to be looking in the space on a regular. I'm sorry. In the summertime, this is the best time to be looking up. Okay, whatever. If they want to work for NASCAR, tell them to be the best NASCAR driver, pit boss, pit crew member, commentator. Freaking, I know they got engineers over there too. So whatever the case may be, it's NASCAR. What I do know is they got a need for speed. And at one point in time, muscle cars were their thing. Heavy. I've always loved a good muscle car. So yeah. Yeah. I rocks with them just for that alone. But anyway, the point is just tell them to be the best that they can be and give them a daily reminder that they are the greatest of all times. It's that simple. It's that simple. Doc said you're going to get roasted by Kat and Doc. Yeah, for sure. You better not handle court cases. We roasting that ass. Got something to tell y'all, though, and I got to say it because it's very important that I say these type of things so that people don't get me misunderstood. Now, it takes me a long time before I explode, but when I do, I'm going to tell you this. Stay in your lane. Stay in your lane. My lane and your lane are not the same. You over there, I'm over here. Stay in your lane. If you jump in my lane, you're going to get her automatically off the rip. You don't want her. You don't want her at all. She is not what you want. Leave her over there with her gazelle and her cub. Leave her over there. Do not break the glass and do not push the button. Now I'm getting better. I'm trying to get better. I've been meditating a lot and all of that good stuff. But don't open the cage. Leave her where she at. And usually what happens when you open the cage, that's when the Harley Quinn pops out. That's, y'all don't understand the Harley Quinns, but Doc and I understand very much. You don't want her. You want her. She's nice, sweet, kind, and cuddly and all that good stuff. Or at least her. Hey, you big purr. Hey, you big purr. Because if Kat is purring, Kat is a happy, happy girl. Hey, you big purr. Sorry. I always get a little hostile at the end of that. But anyway, just stay in your lane. And what usually happens when you cross into other people's lanes is a collision. And who the fuck needs that? I don't need that for me. I don't need that for you. We don't need that for we. So just stay in your lane. And everything will be fine. And the next thing I'm gonna say kind of plays into that a little bit because these are battles that you have to pick and choose. And one of those battles is standing, especially when it comes to me, is staying in your lane. Pick and choose your battles wisely. Every battle is not a battle to be fought. Some battles you just gotta wave your little white flag, J. Cole, thank you for listening, and sit the fuck down. You feel me? Live another day to fight the war. Them battles. I just told y'all, Mobb Deep told y'all that there is a war going on outside and that no man is safe from. And they also said you can run, but you can't hide forever in these streets that we done took. All right, I'm going to stop it right there. I want to keep going, though, but just stop it right there, okay? Very wise young men. They were only 19 when they wrote that. Pick and choose your battles wisely. Worry about the war, not the battle. I'm worried about the war because we all fighting one. Worry about the war. How about that? And last but not least, be who you are. Be your wonderful, amazing self. Don't let nobody tell you what you're supposed to be, how you're supposed to move, how you're supposed to speak, how you're supposed to think. None of that. You are you. You come in this world by yourself, and baby, you're going to leave by yourself. Even if you are a twin, y'all still come out at a separate time. Y'all don't come out at the same time. They got to pull one out and then pull the next one out. Or a C-section, they still got to pull one out and pull the other one out. You're still an individual, so be who you need to be, not when nobody else tells you you're supposed to be. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I got to say. I try to leave y'all with encouraging words at the end of this podcast because one is we discuss a lot of crazy shit. So some encouragement got to go in there in some kind of way. Some positive words, some positive vibes and energy should be floating around somewhere in there if we're going to cover all this ratchet shit. But yeah, it is what it is. Before I get out of here, Doc, what year I said? I need to know that for tomorrow. Well, you will tell me anyway. So to make sure y'all tune in tomorrow night for the tap in, where we have our conversations about things that are in our bag, which is usually music, movies, producers, artists. Yeah. You never know what's coming out the bag. I mean, and then after that, we have our wonderful, wonderful session. Ugh, I don't know. I say it's wonderful, but I'm always scared shitless. I don't know why, because I'm in the lead right now. I got the most points, but I'm always scared shitless. But then afterwards, we will do our final exam, which is hip-hop trivia. I encourage you all to join in and try to knock me off my winner's block. It's going to take a minute, but you could try. You could try. It's going to take a minute. Okay, 2000. All right. So tomorrow's final exam is based in the year, the artist is based in the year 2000. Okay. So make sure y'all tune in for that. Yeah, I love my Harley Quinns. Make sure y'all tune in for that. But besides all that, y'all, I think I covered everything. Tune in tomorrow night. And I love y'all. I got to get out of here. Bye, y'all. Bye. Bye.